Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1561. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravan Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And number 4, Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we are going a little bit back and forth. Mishabura, a little bit to Eitzer Halachas. We're going to spread out to some others for him. We mentioned last time Rabadna has a beautiful sefer in Muksa. The many, many, many sefarim actually that were written in Muksa. Obviously, Baruch Hashem is a very popular subject, but just getting back to the Eitzer Halachas a minute, in conjunction, I just want to explain something. He says an interesting thing. He brings on the bottom on Nun. So we spoke about the various different things. I think it was last year we spoke about the scribe's pen, right? You have the Sakan Shamila, somebody who's a mile, their knife, and you have the Sheikhet and his knife, and these are different type of things which fall under the category which we're trying to cover right now is Chasarin Kiss, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kiss, which is again, just to explain and review, Kol Klisha Adam Shemakbid Allah Shalai Lassis Boy Tash Mishacher. It's any type of a utensil, where something in general where a person is very makbid that nobody else should use it because for any other type of purpose. In other words, the sheikhet uses it to shecht. He can't shecht on Shabbos, so he's makbid that you don't use it for something else, like to cut your cucumbers or your vegetables or whatever. Right? Same thing for a mile or whatever the case is. Okay, then we spoke about, interesting, a pen of a scribe. Somebody's has a special pen, or maybe possibly an artist has a special type of a pen, special type of a pencils, these type of things, but they're specially made for these type of things, and he's makbid, the person shouldn't use it for something else. Obviously, you're not going to go writing on Shabbos, but whatever the case is, they'll use it for something else, and it'll just break, or it'll get ruined. So he brings that on the bottom in Ois Nun Ches, how it could actually change, the same pen could actually change. He brings on Shalei Lishtamash by Tashmash Acher, Shalei Yislach Lech, it shouldn't get all messed up. Harei Zem Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, fine, we understand it. Vayim B'Mogad Avram, he brings down in Ois Nun Ches again, Vayim B'Mogad Avram, V'Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishabur, and Oma, and other places, if I'm coming with Shein Makpidim Alav. So let's say a regular pen. Good. So fine. I have now a regular pen that I'm not so makpid. It's a pen. It's a nice pen, but okay. So what? If somebody, let's say during the week, they use it for something else. I shouldn't say really on Shabbos, you're not writing, but the scribe's pen, they won't use it for writing even during the week or any time. They're makpid. But let's say I have a regular pen. So okay. So you use it for whatever, writing this, writing that. So then that pen, we're going to see how that works. That would fall into the category of Kli Shemalachta Le'isa, which we are going to see. Again, we'll get into that. But one would be allowed to move it, if they need the place or they need the pen itself for whatever reason, to do something that's allowed to be done, which we'll try, obviously, see some examples. But just plain and simple, if they need the place, right? The pen sitting in a place, what I need. I see again, it's not our subject right now, but we're already on the, sometimes when we're on the, it's right in front of us, as they say, we try and go through it real quickly. Let's say on the table, right? So the question is, I sit down to eat, right? And, but there's a pen over here where I'm going to put my plate. This is my place and small place, whatever the case is. There's a pen right there. So you would be allowed to move it in that place, in that case in time, to move it out of the way. Because you need a place. This is the place where I sit and eat, right here. Mamish, right here. It's on the table or whatever the case might be. Okay, a lot of times you have it in shul, you see. I mean, so if it's a lot of times people left over pens here and there, it happened from during the week, people writing Torah, whatever the case is. So the same thing would apply. A mamish, this is my place, a small little place. I can't move over. There's no width and no place to move over, whatever the case is. So in such a case, that would be allowed to be moved if it's a regular pen, but not the let's say artist pen or the scribe's pen and these different type of things, which one is makbid that because it's an expensive thing and they don't want it to be used for something else because of the fact it might get ruined. That would be a problem that would not be allowed to be moved. In other words, the same thing, both, this is a pen and that is a pen. That's the point over here that we're trying to get to. This is a pen and that is a pen. So this pen is classified as what we call Kli Shemalachta Le'iser, right, whereby it could be moved if you need the place. And the other pen, which is classified as Chasarin Kis, right, whereby it's this artist pen, the scribe's pen or whatever, is at a level whereby a person is very mocked, but they don't want it to get ruined, so that would not be allowed to be moved. Now, when we say moved, that's another thing. Again, we'll talk about all these things as we go down the road, but move, we talk about with one's hands. I can take it with my hands and pick it up. We're going to see there's something else called Tiltol Bagufa, moving with one's body. Let's say I take my elbow. Let's say this pen is in the place where I need it, and I want to just move it over a little bit. So I want to move it with my elbow, let's say. So that will be okay. That's what we call Tiltol Bagufa. And we're going to be going over these terms again and again and explain how they work and when they work. But in such a case, I sit down. There's a pen, let's say, describes pen, this artist pen, or whatever person's an artist, this fancy pen. They don't want it to get ruined. So with their elbow, they would be allowed to push it over to the side, whereby if it's a regular pen, since it falls under the classification of klisha malach de l'iser, whatever, it's a pen. It's nothing. I have another pen. I have 10 pens, whatever. So regular pen, so klisha malach de l'iser, that one would be, if they need the place, if a case in time they would need the place, they would mamish be allowed to move it over a little bit with their hand, just to move it over and so on. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Rochel, Kol Tuv.